We've been arguing that jump-starting an authentic thought process is key, and by authentic I mean not recycling the master's thoughts, the ones we're conditioned to think, which is all we hear over the airwaves, unfortunately. Even the left versions are still the master's thoughts. I noticed in that show before this one started, he was talking about we. Every time I hear somebody refer to the U.S. state as we, I want to interject and say, okay, let's have a conversation about that, please. There's always only one perspective that we hear over the airwaves. That's all that is allowed. I hope you got a chance to watch the video of, and I finally did myself watch the entire Frank Moore conversation with my son and I, and realized how much we've learned since. And I truly feel like I've grown since. And Prince has a lot to do with this. I referred once to the fact that this experience of being targeted and tortured and harassed both softens and hardens you in interesting ways, and that I wanted to write about it one day. Because I realized, because this is 5 years later, and I use some of the same terminology, but the analysis is essentially the same, except I talk not so much about ending wage work, but the broader sense of reclaiming our bodies. Prince is right. Prince is right. And don't get me started on his being ignored for 35 years. It's too painful for me to think about. So we've been arguing that we need an authentic thought process. We need to hear new thoughts. And that's why I brought up Frank Moore. I'm sorry I'm jumping around too much as always. But what did strike me, despite ways in which I would do it a little differently, is that these were new thoughts. It shook things up. We have to hear these thoughts. This is Proudhon's whole point, and Prince's, and all who long for freedom. We gotta break that silence, the taboo subjects that power does not allow, because it opens up our thought process, and then we say, see ya, don't need ya, right? We don't need authority. We have it within us. So, new thoughts to break the hold of the false thoughts of class. Proudhon argues that this occurs when we're given fresh thoughts that allow us to see the world around us authentically. That which is false is suddenly revealed to us as false because we're exposed to the truth. I believe Prince came to show us the true, and the true in its broadest sense. This is where I'm at right now, that we are exploring together. Is the true miraculous, or can science reach into it? The world is not conclusion, said Emily. A species stands beyond. And can the mind see worlds beyond the body? Certainly, says Nikola Tesla. Yes, says Prince. And we need this certainty, we need this awareness of our bigness to realize we got all we need to move on, you know, to see through the cons. And isn't this notion of the sensuousness of thought so pronounced in Prince's music and writing? Sensuous because it comes from the everlasting one, the pool, the all of it, the infinite. And the thought process that comes from the feeling sense of dwelling in it. Do you know what I mean by that? This is, again, why we so need discussions together. I mean, I read George Eliot, and I know she knows what I mean by that, that feeling sense of dwelling in the infinite. I'm sure you do as well, though you may describe it differently. Isn't Prince's model of the sensuousness of thought, key to his being the bridge between us. You know, when I said that we all want that good fellowship, but there's differences in our analysis or in our thinking about how to get there. And so we're going to be exploring, in what sense is Prince and Alex and what I'm calling, I've discovered in putting this show together, our triumvirate of love. Prince came to show us what we really are, parts of the infinite, vast, complete, whole, each one of us mysteries, containing whole universes, immense treasures, which we are here to explore and share.